world famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. And here we are for another journey into the land of Truth Is Our Bitch. Woo! How about that?
Whatever. I think you can talk about truth.
Get close to the microphone, Margaret.
Yeah, get up close to the microphone. Shake hands with it.
Shake hands with what, the microphone?
Yeah.
Yeah, the last time a man said shake hands with it, Margaret...
What?
The last time a man said shake hands with it, Margaret, I was a young woman, and I was sitting in a parked car, and the young man had...
He'd done what?
What'd he do?
You idiots can't figure this out.
Well, I can't figure out... Okay, did it have something to do with sex?
Yeah, did it have to do with sex?
You know, I'm not comfortable talking about this with him.
Well, you brought it up.
No, he brought it up when he said shake hands with it.
He said shake hands with the microphone.
Yes, it involved sex, and it involved... I'm a lady, so...
We understand you're a lady.
So there's nothing I want to do on this program, but he unzipped his fly.
And then said shake hands with it.
Yes. Funny, huh? You know, I ought to know better.
Well, I mean, that is true. By the way, yesterday I got into a serious problem, and it was repeated by you on Facebook, that because I laughed at Mr. Beecham when he called in, that somehow I belong in hell?
Yes, as a matter of fact. Thank you for bringing that up. I posted something, ladies and gentlemen, on Facebook when Garrett Beecham called in, who was the author of The Smell of Love. And there were a lot of people who said, well, you know, Margaret, that's not so original because there's Smell the Glove and so on and so forth. I know that. This was based on The Look of Love.
Okay, but all those songs they're talking about are satires.
I know that. But Garrett Beecham's song was quite serious, and when the two of you and Bud, laughed at the line, it's the middle of the night, but you smell like a pastor in mourning, and you laughed and cackled like an ass.
Margaret.
No, that's exactly what you did with my friend on the phone. He hung up.
Okay, and by the way...
I'm not done yet, Phil. He hung up, and then you post on the homepage a pasture with goats...
What is a pasture? It's where farm animals go.
It's a beautiful... It may be where farm animals go. I don't know.
Yeah, we gotta go farm animals.
He just hit the microphone.
Okay, Robert, be careful, all right?
Big deal. God, are you gonna squeal on the guy?
Squeal on him? Everyone saw it.
All right, so he hit the microphone.
When he does it, it's okay, but when I...
You know, we gotta get out of the... You know, I'm not trying to pick on you. I'm saying to you, and please allow me to finish what I'm saying... A pasture at dawn. I brought it up yesterday. I'll bring it up again. When I was a little kid, you know, I went to school. Turn that fan off, Bud, before I throw it out into the street.
Sorry.
You hear what I just said?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to take that fan, and when I see a truck coming down the street, I'm going to just lob it right out into the path of the truck. And there's plenty of trucks that have been going down the street lately because they're digging up the end of the street, whatever the hell they're doing.
But Bobby, put in all that fiber optic cable and stuff.
Fiber optic cable, it's about time.
Well, I don't know what they're doing, but in any event, that's what I'm going to do with that fan. And then we're going to put whatever we need to put in here. I'm not going to talk about Central Air. The audience is tired of me talking about it. They're probably right now saying, either get in an air conditioning unit, Hendry, or shut up! So thanks a lot with that. I got all kinds of email today from people saying, what a scumbag you must be, Hendry.
I don't believe that for a second. I said that you laughed at Garrett Beecham. He hung the phone up, then went about his business. I don't... He didn't really care. When I called him up, I said, are you all right? He said, but yes, why? Why wouldn't I be? And I said, well, Phil, laughing at the line, a pasture in the morning, and he said something along the lines of, your friends, he basically said what you say a lot, which is, I'm a volcano surrounded by ants.
Are you kidding me? That guy thinks he's all that good.
Compared to you, yes, he is, Bud.
I'm a volcano surrounded by ants, huh?
Yes, and that dismissive laugh of yours, Phil, you have to understand who the genius minds are.
All right, well, The Smell of Love is not a genius move, in my opinion.
It's not.
No, it's not.
This is a man that lost his olfactory sense when he had his head beat... I told you the story.
Something about how in a bar fight he had his head repeatedly beat into the floor. Is that it?
Yes.
and he somehow lost his sense of smell from that.
Well, what's... You don't have sympathy for that.
The guy got into a bar fight, and how old was he?
It wasn't too long ago.
How old was he?
He was in his 50s.
Here's a guy that gets into a bar fight...
You know, I knew you'd judge.
Hold on. Here's a guy that gets into a bar fight in his 50s. Excuse me, I just spit.
God, oh!
Man, I better go get some disinfectant, you know. Take it easy.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't spit in my direction. What are you guys staring at? Every time I say the word spit, it has to do with lubing...
I take it easy, everybody, all right? I didn't... We weren't staring at you. We were waiting for you to say something else.
Yeah, equally, you know, dirty.
It wasn't dirty.
Ow.
All right, look. I totally forget now.
Well, let me finish the thought.
No, I want to move on. I want to get off that ridiculous, other than the fact just to say, you know, I'm sorry, the smell of love's... Oh, I know what it was. The guy got into a bar fight in his 50s. Was he a songwriter before that?
No, he wasn't.
What did he do?
He worked for a cable company.
And then after he got his olfactory sense beaten out of him in a bar fight, he wrote The Smell of Love.
Yes, because he missed the smell... Well, it was his ex-wife, and he missed the smell.
I'm going to go out on a limb and ask, was it a very pleasant smell?
No, it was not. And I... See, that's why I didn't say anything, because I knew you guys would laugh. It was not a pleasant smell, but he missed that she might have smelled good.
I don't understand, Margaret, you know.
No, I know, because you don't want to understand. That's what makes this so frustrating.
No, it doesn't make it. Listen, I don't understand. A normal person wouldn't understand. The guy's a songwriter, a friend of yours. You're going to be doing some of his songs on Saturday night. The Smell of Love and Northwind Bob, you know.
No, listen to you butchering up a man's life's work. You know, if a blind man showed you something that he worked on his whole life...
I know, I'd lift my leg to it.
You got it.
This guy wrote The Smell of Love, North Wind Blow Bob's Love to Me, even though he's a dude.
A lot of men write from the perspective of...
All right, okay. And has, I guess, made a career out of this. And as a result of him making a career out of this, he's going... You know, Margaret's doing his music this Saturday night at the Kangaroo in Fontana, and it's going to be part of her Adult But Fun set. So that ought to be interesting, because it's songs about what? It's songs about sex.
They're fun songs.
Yeah, it's one here. G-Spot, do you need your bowl filled up?
G-Spot, do you want a drink of water is the name of the song. Don't carve it any worse than it already is.
All right, so that's very interesting, and thank you very much, Margaret, for that piece of information. We're looking forward to it.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about? You're talking about him getting his head beat in.
I don't want to talk anymore about this guy, Garrett Beecham, getting his head beat in, okay? God almighty, what a weird story that cat's got. Hi, I got my head beat in. I lost my sense of smell in a bar fight in my 50s, when most guys in their 50s at least know how to conduct themselves in regular company. This guy's still getting into bar fights, gets his head beat in, loses his sense of smell as the result, and goes out and writes this stupid song. I laughed at it. He hangs up and considers himself a volcano surrounded by ants.
Oh, man. Right there, Phil, that's the attitude right there that is going to hold you back for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's it. No wonder I laughed. Come on.
That is pretty funny now that I'm thinking about it.
Oh, it took you that long to think about it, huh?
Yeah. See, I had to go to the bathroom.
Nobody's interested, bud, okay? All right, we're going to be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Twitter stock soars 73%. 73%, huh? Should you buy? No. Because it's going to be... coming back down. I got money that says it comes back down. It'll come back to Earth. It'll probably be worth a whole lot of money. It'll probably be something most of us can't afford in very short order, you know, so that if you were thinking of buying it, you won't be able to afford it. And who knows, man? This is a social media site, folks. What are social media sites going to look like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years from now? Or are you betting that Twitter will be right there in the thick of it, and they'll be there, you know, inventing new and different ways to socially mediate each other? We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. All All right, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Jack I. Gagner is going to join us on our newsmaker line here in a moment to talk about Richie Incognito.
Not this guy again.
Yes, because he happens to be a big part of the news, too, Margaret. Not just Garrett Beecham and blow Bob's love to me.
Yeah.
Oh, give me a break.
Yeah.
I'm not making a big issue out of that.
No, but I mean, you did post that thing that I belong in hell. I know you were kidding. All right,
Well, I was kidding, but I wasn't. I didn't mean it maliciously. I would like to see you. It isn't that I don't want to see you go to hell. I would, but only for a short time and only for my amusement, and then later on, except for him.
You want to see me burn in hell forever?
Yes, Bud, I do, because you deserve it. Because of the things you've done. Because of who you are. No, I don't.
Yeah, I'm glad you took that back, because we would be talking about that ad nauseum. That would become the new big point on the show, that you think Bud ought to burn in hell. And by the way, I don't know who started it. We got more ways. Every guest we get on this show has more inventive and creative ways to tell somebody to go to hell than any show I've ever listened to in my life. You, in that post, said, has God made any improvements in hell?
Yes. Has he done any remodeling? Oh, it's funny now.
Yeah, it's funny now. All right, on the line with us here is Jack I. Gagner. We're going to talk about Richie Incognito and the latest from the world of football. Jack, the former play-by-play guy with the once and future play-by-play guy with the Milwaukee Lions. Jack, pleasant good evening to you.
Good evening, Phil. How are you doing?
Good. I want to discuss the Martin case in South Florida, and that is the case of the young Miami Dolphin player who was the object of this ridicule, who was the object of this harassment and taunting. His attorney has made a statement, which I'm going to get right here, Jack, and then I'll ask you to comment on this. But his attorney has made an estate. Mr. Martin's attorney has made a statement saying that his client was in fact harassed. This is a report from Adam Schefter. He's reacting to the report that Dolphin GM Jeff Ireland said Jonathan Martin should have punched Richie Incognito before Martin left the team. Schefter also details the latest news on Martin. Did you say that?
I heard what he said, this guy, Ireland. I want to tell you that Jeff Ireland's done a very good job with the Miami Dolphins. You can't take nothing away from him. I think the coach there has done a good job. I forget the guy's name. Philbin, is that it?
Yeah.
But that's a very, very stupid, idiotic, moronic thing for the general manager of the Miami Dolphins to say he should have punched him, because Jeff Ireland, I'm sure, was reacting as any man might react to a guy that's, being taunted. But he also is sending the message to other players that you go ahead and solve your problem with a punch. And that means that the ball club now becomes liable in a civil action in terms of lawsuits around that. So Ireland, whether he was serious or not, whether he was just venting his emotions, or whether he truly is as stupid as comment would indicate, I don't know. I don't know the guy. But I can tell you that it's about as dumb a thing as I ever heard a guy say. In the midst of all of this.
All right, well, let's just say that he said that because he was trying to express frustration on behalf of Jonathan Martin. Now, according to the story, Jonathan Martin has endured, according to a statement released on Martin's behalf by his lawyer, David Cornwell, that he's endured harassment. Can you expand on that?
Well, the statement says that Jonathan Martin has endured constant harassment, daily verbal attacks, and even a malicious physical attack from teammates during his time with the Miami Dolphins, according to the statement. Jason Whitlock says that one of the other players, says a prison yard mentality is largely to blame for the highly charged dysfunction surrounding Richie Incognito and Jonathan Martin. And what that means is, Phil, that like on a prison yard, the threat of violence, the threat of rape.
You're kidding me.
Are you? Rape?
Well, that's what he said. The threat of...
I think he's speaking in a very hyperbolic, fashion.
I don't know what hyperbolic means.
Hyperbole?
Hyperbole, yeah, all right. Hyperbole, I thought that was something you put a guy in to...
Yeah, it's something to help him breathe.
That's what I thought.
All right, well, maybe I said the wrong thing, but anyway, I think he's being extreme and over the top in making that point, don't you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, look, this guy incognito, I took one look at him on that tank. He's a big, stupid ape. He looks like a lot of those guys. He's got the big gun hanging over the belt. He's ripped. He's got the big guns. He's got the big shoulders, the big chest. He goes bouncing around that bar like he wants to kick everybody's ass. He looks, for all the world, like some kind of a raging alcoholic. I bet you the guy is like a beer drunk. I don't know. I mean, I've covered sports for a long time, and I've seen all kinds of crazy people, you know. But I've never seen a guy like Incognito who willingly allows himself to be photographed and videotaped running around like a big, screaming gorilla and something out of the jungle.
But you're talking about a guy being out of the jungle.
Well, I'm saying he's a white guy, so what difference does it make?
Well, I mean, I suppose you're right.
Well, wait, what do you mean? He's a white guy, what difference? Well, you are right, yeah.
Look, let's just not go there, okay?
No, all I'm saying is I would never call a black guy that because black people have been called that, you know. But white people, you never hear them. I wanted to use the word ape. Is there something wrong with that?
No, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. When you say you wanted to use the word ape...
I've been longing for the longest time to call one of these guys a big, ugly ape that lives in a tree, and I can't say it because, you know, I don't want to say it about a black guy, but a white guy you can say that about. And this guy, Richie Incognito, and I want everybody in the Miami metropolitan area to hear me, and I want the Miami Dolphins to hear me. This guy is an ape, is an old world monkey. I don't even think this guy comes from the same evolutionary line as the gorillas that we know today. I think he's a whole different... And
all right, what is the point of all of this, huh?
Well, what's wrong?
Well, this is not so much covering the story as you want to get in some ape shots on Richie Incognito.
Something wrong with... No, I want to... No, I do not. No. No.
Well, that was interesting. What did you just say? You said, we didn't understand that.
Yeah, what did he say?
I said, I don't want to get in any shots. I want to cover the story. But I think the story here is this guy Incognito acting out of control. The guy's off the charts crazy. You don't do that to a teammate. Yeah, you can haze them. You know, there's all kinds of initiation rites. Everybody knows about that. But you're not going to make that guy's life so miserable that it begins to affect his performance in the negative. And this guy, Richie Incognito's got a personality problem. He's a bully. He likes to see people unhappy. I bet he's been doing it his whole life. And this poor kid, Martin, was on the receiving end of it, and it's somehow damaged his experience there with the Miami Dolphins. So that's why I say... Incognito is a gibbering, jabbering, vine-swinging ape that ought to be put in a cage until he learns some manners.
All right, well, how about he's been suspended, and when I hear you describe the man as such, I would take it that you'd want to see the guy cut from the team.
Absolutely, yeah. I would not, unless he really undergoes a whole personality transformation, that's up to the Dolphins. Suspending him was a good thing. And then getting this guy into some kind of a clinic where they can provide the proper, I don't know what you call it, proper treatment. I think this guy needs, he's got to be hooked up to some machine, electroshock.
Oh, come on.
They don't even use electroshock anymore, Jack.
Well, oh, yes, they do. Yes, in extreme cases they do. I'm not saying he needs to be, I believe. I really do believe this. He needs some kind of aversion therapy. In other words, when he feels like he wants to hurt somebody, they should run electricity through his... I don't know.
Why do you have this extremely violent and torturous reaction to him?
Because I was the victim of this stuff when I was a kid. Okay? I was the victim of this stuff when I was a kid at the hands of my younger brother. Not my older brother, my younger brother. My younger brother, okay, bullied me as a result of what he said what I was doing, which was bullying him.
Go, run that by me again.
This is interesting.
All right, okay. Yeah, it is interesting, Mark. My younger brother said I bullied him. All right, yes, I did. I used to drop him off the roof of the house into the pool, stuff like that.
Drop him off the roof of the house into the pool?
Yeah, that was the most extreme thing I did, but I would tie his shoelaces together. He got back at me by hooking me up to a car battery one night with a telephone crank on it. I don't know if you saw the movie Brubaker.
Hold on for a minute. What is he talking about?
You? Who booked this?
I did. Jack, you're going to be on to talk about Cognito.
Cognito? Well, wait till we hear this story. His kid brother used to torture him when they were younger by hooking him up to a car battery with an old-fashioned phone crank on it.
I don't find it funny, Phil.
You will. I guarantee you will. When Jack gets done telling this story, it'll be fantastic. All right, I'm going to be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Now, isn't this tranquil, bud? Who's this?
This Mumford & Sons.
Ain't that nice. Never heard of them. Yes, I have. I've heard of them. I'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And don't forget, our number is 855-500-7445 and philhendryshow.com.
Woo! To the Holland Road.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here at the El Pacifico. We have Jack Igagner with us. Jack, all-around sports journalist, longtime sports journalist, play-by-play guy with the Milwaukee Lions. And he's online with us here. We're talking about the Richie Incognito Jonathan Martin situation. If you haven't heard it, it was essentially the following, or heard of it. There was some harassment, allegedly, on the team by Mr. Incognito toward Mr. Martin of such a severity that it caused Martin to leave the team, caused a profound depression, some sort of emotional difficulty that he has since had to leave the team and has to address this problem, and is of such severity that the Dolphins suspended Richie Incognito. Now, Jack, there's a story here written by a former teammate that says that, I'm trying to see if I know this guy's name, Leiden Murtha. Do you know this guy?
Oh, I don't know the guy, but I know the article you're talking about. He says he played with the Dolphins for 3 years there between 2009 and 2012, and was good friends, and he never saw nothing. And hey, look, you know, I just want to say this. I have nothing but respect for players. I have a respect for people. But when you're talking about a friend of yours, and you want to believe things about a guy, you're going to say and do and believe things about somebody. And nobody wants to think their friend is a scumbag. No one wants to think their friend is a guy that Jack Igagner has just called a vine-swinging, swamp-running ape like this guy Incognito.
I have a problem with these names that you're calling him.
Yeah, I do too, even though I know you know it's not racial. It still is kind of bad.
You know, as I said to Phil, I don't have the opportunity to call a guy. What do you want me to say here, you know?
Well, all right. I think that I understand the difference. I understand the difference between, Margaret, using those phrases.
Well, I understand the difference, too, you know, but still, it's like over the top or something.
I don't think it's over the top. Not with this guy Incognito, no. This guy is a walking... He's right off of that Island of Lost... Did you ever see the movie with Bela Lugosi called The Island of Lost Souls, and everybody was part monkey? You see that one, Phil?
No, I didn't... Yeah, The Island of Lost Souls, yeah. Yeah.
H.G. Wells wrote it.
Right, there you go. That's with this guy. It's like they grafted an ape onto this, because I'm telling you...
You're just talking about a guy being part ape.
I'm telling you, this guy Incognito, he doesn't have a human mind. He has the mind of an animal. He has the mind it's not a human. And I'm sorry if it sounds bad, but let me tell you people something. It would have been really bad if this guy Martin had left camp, gone home, and blown his brains out. Think about that. And if it's bad enough where the guy's got to leave camp...
How do we know that Richie Incognito is the only guy?
Well, he's the guy that's been... everybody... Look at the guy. He's talking about himself being an honorary black guy. He says that he's, he's running around like something right out of a tree. You know, I'm telling you, if he lived next door to me, I would consider my property values have gone down. I would consider I keep an eye out for my daughter.
So in other words, Richie Incognito, you're laying every negative stereotype about black guys, you're laying it on him because you can, because he's white.
Absolutely. That's a very good point, Phil.
Yeah, is that what you're doing?
Wait, hold the phone. That is an absolutely untrue statement. That's very unfair. Very unfair.
If the guy lived next door to you, your property value would go down.
Well, sure it would go down. Are you trying to tell me that a guy acting like that? Look, Phil, there's a difference between a guy's skin color and the way a guy conducts himself. This is what I'm talking about. There's a difference between calling a guy a name or whatever because it just so happens the guy's got a different color skin. And there's a big difference between that and saying this guy is a run-amok monkey because of the way he behaves. See? See what I'm saying there, Phil? Hey, Phil.
Yeah. No, yeah, I understand. Okay.
Well, I think it's a very... You're asking a lot, Doctor, as Ossie Davis said in the great Do the Right Thing. He said, you're asking a lot, Doctor, when you're asking a man to change the brand of his beer.
Yeah.
That's it.
What's that got to do with anything?
That's got everything to do with it, Doctor. If I may say, you're asking a lot. Never mind.
All right, well, if you're trying to show your erudition when it comes to movies, I don't get it.
I didn't either. What does that mean?
Don't worry about it. You're asking a lot.
Well, I may be asking a lot. I'm not asking you to change the brand of your beer. You know, whatever that may be, Margaret. And, you know, with all due respect, and I love you and respect you, but what is it, Schlitz? You know?
You wouldn't say that if I was sitting in front of you, okay?
Well, your husband doesn't scare me.
No, I'm not talking about my husband. I'm talking about if you were sitting in front of me.
Well, I don't think, Margaret, we got to go there. But, look, Patsy, I love, you know, Patsy loves you, and...
All right, let's not get personal here, all right?
Well, I'm not the one getting personal. He's saying to me that I drink Schlitz.
I'm just saying the way you act and talk about kicking everybody's ass every time. You want to kick Bud's ass all the time. I'm sitting there thinking, what do you drink, Mambo malt liquor? Good Lord.
God almighty, is it because you worked in Milwaukee that you're such a virulent racist? Or
I want you to take that back.
Look, I'm not going to get into people taking stuff back here because so much has been said that it's... Forget it, okay? Just forget it. Richie Incognito, suspended by the team. What's going to happen?
Well, what's going to happen here is the following thing. The Dolphins have said to Cognito... Incognito. They have said to him, and you just pointed it out, Phil, you're going to get your ass off of Twitter, get off of Facebook, shut your fat mouth. That's the number one thing that Cognito's got to do. You got to shut up. See? And then the number two thing that it will have to happen is there's going to have to be some meeting of the minds between Richie Incognito and his representatives and the lawyer representing Martin, because Martin and Cognito are not going to sit down together. Martin's lawyer isn't going to let him. In fact, Martin's lawyer isn't going to let him come back to the team until something's done, because right now the Miami Dolphins are looking down at the barrel of a lawsuit, a workplace lawsuit. Cognito may or may not get named. Let me tell you how these things are done. When you're talking about a workplace lawsuit, they sue the place that you're working at. So they're going to sue the Miami Dolphins. Richie Incognito doesn't mean, in the overall scheme of things when it comes to a lawsuit, Richie Incognito doesn't mean diddly squat, because he hasn't got the kind of money that it's going to take to satisfy this situation. Now, I'm not saying that Martin's the guy that's going to be necessarily pushing for a big dollar settlement. The lawyer will, and the lawyer is going to be looking at Miami Dolphins, see?
All right, so it's all in the Dolphins' court. It's got nothing to do with Richie Incognito?
Absolutely, because Richie Incognito isn't anything. He's just a dumbass. He's some dumb ape that they got chained to a wall someplace.
Boy, you really love...
Just don't worry about it. He's a dumb ape that they got chained to a wall, and if they need to cut him loose to keep everything good, they'll cut his ass loose so fast you won't believe it. He'll be gone from that football team. He don't get it. He's a young man. He thinks that the world is his oyster. And he's finding out now that, you know, actions have consequences.
All right, so, but my question then would be, and this is really a educational and illustrative, I think, of similar situations, no matter where we are in life. You, as an employee, you know, you're interacting with other employees, and if you are treating them in such a way that they begin to have a very serious problem, the first thing they have to do is go to their supervisor, whoever that is, and I guess that's the head coach, right? What did the coach say about this?
Well, the coach says that, you know, I'm going to format, I want respect and all this bull crap, which I don't believe. I mean, I believe it, but I'll tell you what he did. I don't even have to talk to this guy to know what he did. He didn't do anything. He thought it was part of the whole hazing rights, you know, ritual of manhood, bull crap stuff, NFL. You know, I mean, you find more men in a Cub Scout meeting than you find in the average National Football League locker room. Take my word on that. You're going to find more men in a Girl Scout meeting than you find in a National Football League locker room. So that's a bunch of baloney. So I think what's going to happen here is the Dolphins are going to say to Martin and his lawyer, what's it going to take? And I don't think Martin's the kind of guy who's going to want to see Incognito booted off the team, although maybe he does, I don't know. But maybe he'll say, you know, this guy's got to be kept chained to a wall someplace, and it'll take a little bit of money, maybe it'll take some rehab, I don't know.
I think he's going to get, I think he's permanently off the team.
Well, that could be, you know.
Yeah, I agree with that. They're going to kick him off the team, because they're never going to be straight.
I think they're going to kick his ass off the team, and that's the end of that. I don't know. I mean, I shouldn't say, but I, at least based upon stuff that that I've seen. Okay, Jack, thanks a lot for...
I got to take no calls or anything like that?
Do you want to take a call? We have one hanging on.
Yeah.
All right, well, hold on. We'll get back to Jack Igagder and phone calls, 855-500-7445. Now, just based on what I've personally seen, and I'm not saying I got any experience, it just seems to me that they will cut this guy loose, get rid of the problem, and then they got to sit down with Martin and his attorney and say, okay, what's it going to take? You know, what? You know, we don't want to get sued. The Dolphins don't need a lawsuit, and they don't want it, and they're not going to fight it either because it's all about publicity. So that's what I think. I think they'll settle. It may take some money. I think eventually both of these guys, though, Martin and Incognito, I think they're both done with the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins will have a long-range plan to ease Martin off of the team and pretend like this, you know, this stuff never happened. That's my thinking. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back with more from Jack Igagder here in the world of sports on this Thursday night. Truth is our bitch. Always was, always will be. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. And back we are. And just to give you a phone call or two here for Jack Igagder, who's on the line with us here from Los Angeles this evening and back to Milwaukee, I think, early next week. Right, Jack?
That's right. Yeah, we're going to go back just in time for my daughter's having a baby, and we're going to open up our lake house and a couple of other for the Christmas season. But, yeah, we're out here right now talking television and, you know, who knows?
All right, let's go to a phone call here, 855-500-7445. Brad Rifkin going to be talking to us here from Las Vegas, Nevada. And I know, Brad, that you are originally a... I know that you were originally a native of New York City, but you lived a long time in Miami. So what do you think about this?
First of all, I want to say that, you know, Jack, I admire what you do, and I'm very much admire what you, you know, of the things we could do, you know.
Thank you.
But, I mean, I think you're way, way off base here, talking about Incognito like he's a monkey in a tree, and he's a wild man, and he's he needs to be chained to a wall. I mean, I've seen Richie Incognito. You know, I know Martin's a good ball player. I mean, he played for Jim Harbaugh at Stanford and was a teammate of Andrew Luck. But I think Richie Incognito, he's just trying to, you know, he's also a professional who's just trying to bring the guys... You know, along. I mean, I've read this. I was reading this article as I was sitting waiting to go on the air here with you, Phil. That was from the lawyer.
Yeah.
And apparently, he's saying that there was a quote in here about Martin's sister, and he says that there's a quote in here about using the N word, and this went on for a year and a half, and it made it kind of tough.
Well, you know, you can say, you know, you say that you read an article, and what do you think about that? I mean, you're sitting for waiting to go on the radio, and now you're looking at this article.
Well, it makes it harder for me to come on here and defend the guy. You know, I was all ready to just tear into you and say all kinds of things to you. Now I find that this guy's talking about a guy's sister.
Yeah, I mean, that right there is a little line. And I've had this reaction before. I wouldn't feel bad about it, Brad. Guys want to call up. They want to rip me a new ass. And then they read up on just what an ape in the jungle this guy, Cognito, is. And the whole thing changes, you know.
You know, his name is Incognito, not Cognito.
No, I know that. I want to mess his name up because I just don't like the guy.
Look, you got a real personal thing here with this guy?
Yeah, that's my feeling. Sounds like you got it. Like a personal thing.
Well, Phil asked me if I'd been bullied. you know.
I know you were bullied. You were bullied by your younger brother. Are you sure that's not what's causing this?
See, that's because that's a very unusual thing, to be bullied by a younger brother.
Well, here's what happened. He said I was bullying him. My younger brother hooked me up to a car battery with a phone crank on it and an old-fashioned, you know, telephone crank, and started running electrical current in my body, basically giving me, you know, torturing me with electricity until I bolted up upright. You know, I would wake up, and I'd pull these wires off of my, excuse me for saying, testicles. Your kid brother did this? Yeah, yeah. And so I beat my brother up to when he did that. I mean, I beat him up pretty good. And I said, you can't do that no more, or I'm obviously going to tell, you know, our parents.
Tell your parents? Why didn't you tell the parents right then? That's an unbelievable, violent assault by your kid brother.
Well, you know what? We're close. I'm still close to Joey. He's 4 years younger than me. I love him dearly, and we get together. He's got his personality. I got mine. I mean, he pushed me out of a sailboat here 2 summers ago, and took a boat oar to me like 3 or 4 summers ago. He's got a personality.
Hey, this guy, your brother, and I don't mean to say nothing, okay?
Well, you know, just like you don't want to hear nobody talk bad about his sister, I'd ask you to be careful.
Well, look, I'm only going to quote back to you, Jack, what you just said, a boat oar, and he pushed you out of a sailboat.
I agree with Brad.
Yeah, you know, to me, that's a violent man. You agree with Brad what?
I agree with him that there's something wrong with your brother. And that and that as a younger brother, he's hooking electrodes to your testicles using a car battery? And this is why you have sympathy for people that have been bullied? Look, I was never bullied like that, ever in my life. I was never treated that way by a brother or a sister or anybody. I was never picked on. I was picked on in the schoolyard, but nothing to the extent that this man has suffered. And I don't need to have had that experience to know that this is a terrible situation for Mr. Martin, and I also know what the workplace is about. I understand what the laws are governing that, and I understand that this is far more serious than just, you know, this is a bullying thing, but there's more to it than that.
Well, okay, Phil, thank you very much for that, you know, political statement.
All I'm going to say is the following thing. Your brother, now, Richie Incognito, I understand that guy, I understand now he may be a scumbag, okay? But I'm still a Dolphin fan. But I think the real problem here is your brother, Joey Igagda. And by the way, calling a guy's last name Incognito when you got a name like that, you got to be kidding me.
What's wrong with my name?
You're kidding, right?
Are you kidding, Jack? I mean, everybody knows you got a weird last name.
Well, if you're referring to what you think... No. I don't have a weird... That's a German name, okay? Yeah, it's a German name that sounds just as weird as Incognito. So that's all I want to say, Phil. And again, if Incognito... I wanted to call and give the guy a voice of defense here because I was listening to this guy being called an ape and a monkey and he's a swamp-running jungle... And he's a white man, you know.
Well, if he was black, would it be any better?
Well, no, not better, but...
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I don't want to use that language at all, even with a white man, because it's going to give people an idea.
Look, I would never use that toward a black guy, but I saw my opening and I took it. And
you saw your opening and took it, and so started knocking Richie Incognito that way. All right, thank you very much, gentlemen. Gonna go, all right?
Wait a minute, Phil, I want to...
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Gonna go. So there is, thanks a lot for that, Jack Igagder, and thanks, Brad, for calling in, and I can't decide now, is he okay now with Incognito, or is he...
No, now he doesn't like him, but now he thinks Jack's brother is weird.
Well, he's got that right.
I never knew that about Jack's brother, so in other words, his brother is a sadist.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. Some kind of a sadist who used as an excuse... the fact that he said Jack bullied him when he was a kid. So I don't know. The article here that I would recommend everybody read is the lawyer here for Mr. Martin says that Jonathan Martin's toughness is not an issue. He says Jonathan has started every game of the Miami Dolphins since he was drafted in 2012. The issue is his treatment by his teammates. He endured harassment that went far beyond the traditional locker room hazing. For the entire season and a half that he has been with the Dolphins, he attempted to befriend the same teammates who subjected him to the abuse, with the hope that doing so would end the harassment. This is a textbook reaction of victims of bullying. Despite these efforts, the taunting continued beyond the well-publicized voicemail with its racial epithet. Jonathan endured a malicious physical attack on him by a teammate and daily vulgar comments, such as the quote at the bottom. And this quote at the bottom of the memo has to do with his sister, Jonathan Martin's sister. This is the attorney speaking, continuing. Eventually, Jonathan made a difficult choice. Despite his love for football, he left the Dolphins. He looks forward to getting back to playing football. In the meantime, he'll cooperate fully with the NFL. The statement included an alleged vulgar quote from an anonymous teammate directed at Martin's sister. Martin has previously said that he suffered harassment and was bullied by Richie Incognito, and handed over evidence to the Dolphins, the NFL, and the NFLPA. Now, the attorney kept Incognito's name out of it for the obvious reason that he did not want to publicize Incognito's name until the facts really are out, and the guy's name is out there now, and Incognito is claiming he's been libeled by ESPN. It's going to be nuts, man.
Well, what if all of this has got nothing to do with him?
Well, then somebody's going to obviously get... There'll be lawsuits like you wouldn't have believed, man, all over the place.
Yeah, who's going to sue who?
I don't know who's going to... He'll sue the Dolphins. The Dolphins will sue... You know, I don't know, man. Somebody's suing somebody, and it ain't going to be pretty. How about that?
Well, that really helps.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. All right, we're going to come back here with the 7 foods that won't be the same once trans fat is banned, if it's banned. How about that? So, goodbye popcorn, donuts, all that. We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show.